Hello and welcome to Beyond the Back Page on Near FM with myself, Patrick Donoghue. On the show today, in advance of the start of the SSE Electricity Division 1 season this Friday, I'll be talking to Shelburne manager Ian Morris. But first of all on the show, last December, Swords native Christopher Sloan became the first Irish bowler to win a medal at the World Bowling Championships, winning a bronze medal at the tournament in Hong Kong. Last week on the show, I spoke to Christopher, and I'm just going to play the interview we did with Christopher. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Irish 10-pin bowler Christopher Sloan. Last December, Christopher won a bronze medal at the World Bowling Championships in Hong Kong, becoming the first Irish person to do so in an adult competition. Christopher, thanks a million for joining me today.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
So, Christopher, I mentioned that bronze medal in December. That must have been the perfect way to end your year.
Yeah, it was certainly 2018 was a little bit bumpy for me. Started to get a little better towards the end, and then I kind of started to fall off a little bit again. So I kind of reassessed my training, went back a little harder at it just before the World Championships, and seemed to pay off pretty good. So.
Yeah, and going back to the start, when did you get into bowling?
I probably started bowling back when I was around 9 or 10. My mom put me into a Saturday morning league up in the ALSA complex.
Okay.
The airport there, and I just took off from there.
Yeah, and you were recently took part in the Irish Open. That must have been a thrill. I know I was in correspondence with you, and you're a bit disappointed with your final finish, but it must have been great to take part in an event like that in your home style.
Yeah, I've played the Irish Open a couple of years in a row now. This year was a little bit of a sting for me. I got pretty close to making the final, and I actually got beaten by the eventual winner. A couple of years ago, I was pretty close to winning as well. I think second. This year, I was a little bit disappointed because I was kind of playing pretty good. I just came back from the States 2-3 days beforehand, and I just made the cut round over there and won the tournament, so I was a little bit upset. But yeah, the feeling of competing at home in front of everybody with the friends and family around is just fantastic.
Yeah, and did you feel extra pressure given how well you did at the World Championships going into that tournament? Did you feel extra pressure to kind of finish off and do something special?
Yes and no. Yes, I did initially, but a couple of weeks beforehand, I kind of tried to reassess my mental outlook on tournaments and to just take each one as it comes and each shot as it comes and each minute as it comes. So at the start of it, I was a little rushed and a little heavy, and I was kind of feeling like, okay, you got to do this because, but then managed to kind of reassess myself and just calm myself down and go from there. So that is eventually what allowed me to play a little bit better throughout the tournament. So there was a little bit of extra pressure, I suppose, on myself, but overall, I don't think you can think about those things while you're competing, because if you do, it's not going to help. So.
And going back, when did you realise that you could, you're a professional bowler now, when did you realise that you could make a career out of bowling?
I'm still not 100% if I've realised that just yet.
Yeah.
It is a grind out here on on the pro tour. I travel anywhere from 35 to 40 weeks of the year, all around the world, playing tournaments everywhere. I suppose when I was just gone 18, I was probably 16, 17, I started to play a couple of European competitions, and when I was 17, 18, I branched out into playing a couple more in the States and a little bit more in Asia and stuff, and I just kind of took the leap of faith from there.
Yeah.
I wasn't 100% sure I could do it, but I was very, very certain that I wanted to at least give it a try.
Yeah, and that experience, you've travelled over the world. It must be incredible because you've probably seen places that a lot of people could just dream of seeing.
Yeah, I have been very, very fortunate in that respect. It's a lot of work when we get to the countries that we get to. Like, I take probably maybe anywhere from 75 to 90 flights a year.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of spread over the whole globe, especially last year. There was a lot of travel to countries like, well, Hong Kong, for example, then the States, then I was in Singapore, and I was in Italy, I was in nearly everywhere in Europe. Yeah. There's quite a lot of European stuff, so.
Yeah, and you're based in Sweden at the moment. How do you like living there?
I've actually moved home from Sweden.
Okay, okay.
A couple of months ago now.
Right. Okay.
I moved home in around September.
Right.
And decided to get my base set back up here. But I lived in Sweden for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Bolin was pretty big over there. Like,
right.
It's in their education system and stuff.
Yeah, and in terms of now that you've decided to base yourself back home, funding is always an issue with sports people. Is it tough to kind of sustain yourself in terms of getting funding and all that?
Yeah, as far as funding goes, playing for the national team, we do struggle a little bit. Like, obviously being a minority sport, Bolin doesn't have a massive bankroll the same way, I suppose, as all other minorities. But myself, for when I'm competing away internationally, on the professional tour, I'm doing that as an individual. I have my own individual sponsors outside of the national tour also, so they help me along with getting to some of the events and you know, providing me with different places to stay and stuff while I'm over there competing.
Yeah, and brilliant. And coming up to the, what have you lined up for the next few months? What have you, any key tournaments coming up?
Yeah, it's the next couple of months is kind of crazy schedule.
Yeah,
I came home from Lubbock, Texas, 3 days ago,
right.
3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah,
I go to Singapore on Friday, and then I fly home next Saturday, and on Monday I fly to the States for. Just for maybe 3 or 4 weeks to
right.
play some major PBA events over there in where we play. We're playing in Columbus, we're playing in Indianapolis, Detroit, Vegas. Then I got to fly back to Europe as well. So.
Yeah, it's great, and Christopher, we'll be following your progress. Thanks a million for joining me today, and continued success with your career.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
That was great. That was Christopher Sloan, who won a bronze medal at the recent World Championships and in Hong Kong. And it was great to see. Last year, we had so much success. And it came as a surprise. I came across Christopher's story by accident. So it's great to see more success. Welcome back to Beyond the Back Page on Near FM with myself, Patrick Donoghue. And I'm sorry to cut the great David Bowie short, but I'm delighted to be joined. I mentioned at the start of the show, the Airtricity First Division kicks off on Friday, and I'm delighted we should have on the line you Shelburne manager Ian Morris. Ian, how are you today?
Very well, Patrick. How are you?
Not too bad. So, Ian, you must be raring to go for the new season. You must be... At this stage, it's been a couple of months since you've been appointed. You must be really looking forward to starting out on Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait to get going. It's come around a lot quicker than I thought it was.
Yeah.
The weeks and the training sessions and the games fly by, and thankfully the league is right in front of us in a couple of days' time. And going down to Galway is going to be a really tough test for us, but we prepared really well and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and... Go back when you got the job. Was it Shelburne? It's such a massive club. Was it an easy decision when you got offered the job to take over the job?
Yeah, I think it was. It's always the career path I've been looking to go down, and like you mentioned, how big of a club, and it's steeped in history. It was too big of an opportunity for myself to turn down, and with the right people behind the club, it's even a better environment for me to go in and take my first job. But I'm really looking forward to it, and it's been great since I've come in. Everyone around the club has been fantastic.
Yeah, and I know you're involved in the Bows youth setup there, but has coaching been something that you've been thinking about for the last few years?
Yeah, always. It's always something I've been doing since I was young. At every club, I'd always be helping out in their academies, and I've always had my hand in coaching in one way or another. So I've always done it. I've always wanted to do it, and it's come around a little bit quicker than I thought it would. the opportunity is just fantastic. So I'm delighted with the decision and moving forward.
Yeah, and will you miss playing?
Time will tell on that. Yeah. Time will tell. Yeah,
and looking ahead to Friday, it's a tough game away to Galway. What they have a lot of new players in. What sort of challenge are you expecting from them on Friday?
Really tough. They've organised a lot of things up there. They've really got the Galway factor behind them. They've got the club. They're going to do a big march before the game. They've tried to get all local boys who care about the club, and Alan's done fantastic with the players he's got in. So They're going to be at it. They're going to be 100 miles an hour. They're going to be very energetic, really a lot of pride in what they're doing. So it's going to be a tough test for them. I think once we match that, hopefully then our quality will shine through.
Yeah, and you've recruited very, very well. You must be happy with the players you've brought in. Was when you took the job, was getting experienced players that have been there, done that, was that an important thing for you to hit the season off?
I think once I knew I was getting the job, I sat down and we'd identified the best players and I felt that were there in the positions I wanted them, and I've gone after the players I wanted. Yeah. I've got them, and that I'm over the moon with that. I think when you, if you don't try to get the best players you can in, you're doing yourself and the club a disservice. So luckily the players know how big the club is. They've seen what's going on behind the scenes. They're looking forward to what we're trying to do, rebuilding the club and kicking it off.
Yeah, and is that the challenge for the first few weeks? Because a lot of new players have come in, but just getting them players to get to play together and gel.
But that's it. Every team's going to have that. The rotation of players around the league and different players coming into every club. Every club's got it. You're just hoping that the boys click together quicker than the opposition. So we've got really good players, and good players play together. I'm hoping the boys come out Friday and show exactly what they're capable of.
Yeah, and a lot of people are talking up Shelburne. The Bookies have you as favourites. Does that add to the pressure, given that there's more expectations on you?
No, not really. I think if you're pinned as favourites, you must be doing something right, and the players must be doing something right. So, look, we've got good players in, and they're going to show their quality, hopefully, throughout the whole season. So I'd rather be favourites than not favourites. I'd rather be up the top of the league challenging than not. So, look, we know what we want. Yeah. We know what we want to achieve from this season. So we'll be going out there every game and hopefully picking up wins in every single game we can.
Yeah, and last year the First Division was very competitive. It was tight right to the end. Are you expecting it to be similarly very competitive this year?
Without a doubt. I think this is the strongest First Division in a long time. Mm. I think what's happened in the Premier Division, with a lot of young players have come back from the UK, a lot of players have come in from different countries. Obviously, that obviously fills the void where the players that would have been at that level into the division. So I think everyone is recruited really well. I think everyone's going to be strong. It's going to be a tough league. I don't think there's anyone. I think Athlone has proved already that they're going to be a different kettle of fish altogether than the last. So it's going to be no easy test this year. We have to prepare like that for every single game.
Yeah, and just a general question on the we had the start of the Premier League last week even. Where do you think the league is at? There's been a lot of talk of Niall Quinn bringing investment into it. Is that something that we need to do long term to make? I know yourself, you had the experience of going over to England, playing over there, but It's so hard when you go over there. Is that something that we really need to do, kind of make the league better, more sustainable, so players can stay here in Ireland?
Well, I think so. I think the more revenue, the more, like, you increase the prize money, the more consistent crowds, the more marketing we can do, the publicity, raising the profile of the league, getting more young people in the door to watch, fans on the seats. That's all important. It all ties in together. That enables clubs to have permanent training bases. It enables them to invest in their youth. It enables them to create a sustainable environment where their club can go on and not have to worry about paying their next bill. And that's, I suppose, they're the questions that are being asked now, and hopefully we'll start getting some answers.
Before I let you go, Ian, your old club Bows, they started with a win against Finn Harps. Like a lot of clubs, as you mentioned, there's a lot of players going to and fro. How do you think they will do this year?
I think if they click, they'll be a match for anyone. The young players they brought in are all excellent. A lot of ability in there. It's how quick they can adapt, and also how quick they can sustain and the demands of playing week in, week out in a top league, in a Premier Division against men every week. I don't think a lot of them have had that. I think they've been used to academy football, and there's no question in their talent. It's how they can sustain their performances every week. But they've got some old players. They've got Derek Pender still in there. They've got Dini, they've got Warney, they've got all experienced players there. So that they will hopefully kick the boys on and keep their standards as high as they can.
Listen, Ian, best of luck on Friday. Thanks a million for taking the phone call. And we might talk to you again later on as the season develops.
Anytime, Patrick. Thanks very much.
That's great. That was Ian Morris, said you Shelburne manager, who was speaking to us in advance of their first game, their away to Galway at the weekend. And looking at some of the additions Shelburne have brought in, they've brought in a lot of experienced players. They brought on in Conan Bourne, Kieran Kilduff, so they'll be really their favourites, as we say, so as the bookies are saying at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see how they get on. I'm just looking at the other the Premier League kicked off last weekend, and it was great to see, looking at the crowds throughout the league, all the games seem to be well attended. So hopefully that that continues for the season. And another point, it was great to see Mick McCarthy was in Richmond Park. I think Robbie Keane was in Dalymount Park. And it was just great to see the League of Ireland being supported. And as Ian said there, we need to get a good league going here. But looking at the rest of the fixtures for the weekend, I'll start with the First Division. The games on Friday night: Athlone will host Wexford, Limerick will play Longford, Galway, of course, Shelburne, we'll be seeing how Ian's side get on there, and Drogheda will play Cove, and Cabinteely will play Bray. Bray got relegated last year, so it'll be interesting to see how they get up. I think they've invested well this year, so it'll be interesting to see how they get on. The second round of games in the Premier League is on. Shamrock Rovers host Derry City in Talla Stadium. Finn Harps will host Dundalk. UCD will play Bows. Sligo against St Pat's. That'll be interesting because, it's Liam Buckley who's took over the reins at Sligo, up against his old club. And we have a Munster derby. Cork will host Waterford. Cork started off with a disappointing defeat away to St Pat's, so they will be hoping to get back on winning ways. Looking ahead across, it's getting to the business end in the cross channel in the Premier League. There's actually two fixtures on Friday. West Ham play Fulham, and Cardiff and will play Watford. And looking at the fixtures on Saturday, Burnley will host Spurs. That's the early kickoff, and the 3 o'clock games are Bournemouth against Wolves, Newcastle versus Huddersfield, and Leicester and Crystal Palace. And of course, we've a massive game in the Premier League on Sunday, Man United and Liverpool. That's just an absolutely massive game, and we'll see how that goes. It's just going to be fascinating to see how it goes. Man United, of course, in great form at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. The other game on Sunday in the Premier League is Arsenal against Southampton, and of course looking to the League Cup final is on this weekend as well. Chelsea, who are in absolute dire straits at the moment, they'll be playing Man City in the League Cup final. And of course, I think just looking before putting the show together, I was looking at the things to look forward to this weekend, and I think I'd be safe to say this is probably the busiest weekend in sport. We also have the Six Nations on Saturday. The games are France against Scotland, Wales against England, and Wales and England, of course, both unbeaten, so something's going to have to give. And on Sunday, Ireland are away to Italy. And must remember, the Irish ladies are in action in at 6:30 on Sunday, away to Italy. They got off to winning ways away to Scotland the last day, so hopefully they will continue that upward march. And the under-20s are in action away to Italy. There's also Pro 14 fixtures on as well. Just before I wrap up, I just look ahead to some of the GAA fixtures. Massive game in Croke Park on Saturday, 7 p.m. Dublin against Mayo. But I must 5 p.m. the Dublin ladies will play Mayo, and they're both in Croke Park. So please, if you're going to game, go out and support the ladies who are in action against Mayo also at 5 p.m. Also in Division 1 action on Saturday, Tyrone against Monaghan. And on the Sunday in Division 1 in the Alliance League, Galway will play Kerry and Cavan will play Roscommon. Looking quickly at Division 2, it's Cork against Mead. Two fallen sleeping giants there, but they will play on Saturday. It'd be interesting. Cork are bottom of that league at the moment, so they really, really need a win there. And the other fixtures in Division 1 are Armagh and Tipperary, Donegal and Fermanagh, Kildare and Clare. I'll quickly wrap through the hurling fixtures. In 1A, we have Clare against Limerick, Cork and Tipperary, Wexford and Waterford, Offaly and Galway, Carlow and Laois, and Dublin and Waterford. Now, I'm just looking at the time. I'm totally out of time. I'd like to thank my two guests today. Earlier on in the show, we were joined by Christopher Sloan, and we had also on the line Ian Morris, the U Shelbourne manager. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you at the same time next week. Enjoy your sporting week.